Just because I tried and I missed doesn't mean I can't. I'm gonna keep hopping up there. Dadgummit old drifter ain't getting no shorter, but I'm just trying to encourage you with this. Because yesterday morning we talked about this a lot, didn't we, Alan, about encouraging each other. And I used a guy for an example, and I don't know if I'll even end up getting in the word tonight. I probably will here in a minute.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on August 6, 2025, and is titled Character and Hope. So grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
But Davy Crandall was here yesterday morning at Bible study, and we got talking about calf roping. And I'm sorry for you non-cowboy people if you don't understand everything I'm talking about, but that's the world I live in. And we were talking about the summertime rodeos. Everybody's going to the summertime rodeos. Well, after you've been to three rodeos, you know every roping calf. And there's about two calves in there you win on, and there's about 10 calves in there that are a little more difficult. It's kind of a Caleb Joshua phenomenon. Y'all know that story in the Bible? The 10 of the 12 spies, and the 10 of them come back with that bad report. Well, yesterday morning I told the guys, I said, I just want to be a guy who can stand next to a guy who's drawn a bad calf and pat him on the back and say, you can do this. You can turn a bad one into a good one. I know guys, I've personally got friends who've roped calves for a living, who have made a living turning bad calves into good ones. They never let the bad calves be their excuse. They just turn bad ones into good ones. And they didn't do it every time. But when they didn't do it, they didn't quit. They knew what they was doing. But if you're lucky in life, if you're blessed in your life, you have one person, just one. Because look, I don't care how big a pile we get around here. If you get weird enough, you'll be by yourself. Don't think just because people are coming to church with you, they're going to stick around. But if you got one that knows your heart, knows what you're trying to do, they'll just stand there and pat you on the back and tell you got this. You're one of the most blessed people on the planet. And I want to be that guy for all of y'all. We can do this. Because with Jesus Christ, nothing is impossible. Nothing. Do you know what that means? That means nothing. It's impossible to it's possible to raise the dead. It's possible to heal the lame. It's possible to make blind eyes see. It's possible to make deaf ears. It's possible to make the mute speak. It is possible to take an old person and make them youthful. It's possible for God to manifest his power through you and use you to his glory in everyday life, everywhere you place your foot. It's possible. It's possible to have dreams and reach and get your dreams. It's possible. You can do it with one arm. It's possible. Nothing's impossible with God. So we're going to continue with that. And I hope one of these days, I hope, because Muleshoe, Texas has been ground zero for a long time for a lot of stuff. And there's a lot of people in the world that have missed out on how God has blessed this little batch right here with some amazing insights and some amazing stuff. But I pray that God will start operating in us by faith now to where we'll have people in our own lives that we're helping and we're ministering to. I don't care if you ever bring them here as long as you go home and help them do. If you'll stand there with them, and if you want to bring them here, that's great. But we're not about building this thing into something else. It'll be whatever it is. But if everybody in the sound of my voice begins to exercise their faith just a little more every day, that's good enough. That's good enough because that's pretty contagious stuff. And I gave word here on New Year's Eve several years ago. The Lord told me, remember when he told me, he said, you better find out who you're for and who's for you. Get that one. Because if you got somebody that's for you and you're for them and God is for you, let me tell you right now, you can charge hell with a water pistol and you win. You can move mountains. I mean, actually move mountains. You can believe God that it'll rain every day. You can believe God that you can throw your glasses away after 40 years. You can believe God that you can run when you limp for 5 years around here. You can believe God. The question is, will you? Will you? And all of you right now, I can see it turning around in the back of your mind right now. I can't. I'm not good enough. I can't. I've done this. I can't. I've done that. I don't know about it. Blah, 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 blah. Nobody cares what you can't do. Just know what God can do. And do it through you. And do it in you. And so tonight, look over here in Romans chapter 5. We'll get in here right quick. I'll quit preaching and we'll just teach a little bit here for a minute. Maybe we'll just read the Bible together and let the Holy Spirit teach. How's that? Therefore, having been justified by faith, Romans chapter 5, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Therefore, having been justified by faith. Let me tell you something tonight. If you've believed Jesus Christ has truly saved you, there's a lot of people claim to be saved. I'm just asking you, or I'm just throwing it out there. Do you really believe you're saved? Or have you just convinced yourself? You got evidence? Prove it. How would anybody else know you're saved? Don't tell them you go to this fellowship. They'll just think you're crazy. Are you really saved? Because if you can truly believe that Jesus came as the Son of God and came as a human and died after he lived here 33 and a half years and then he died a gruesome death and he hung on a cross and the blood that we talk about all the time emptied out of his body and he laid there for 3 days, got up. If you believe that, that Jesus Christ is not only the Son of God, but Son of Man, and He is God. You know that. Then why in the world can't you believe Him for anything else? If we've been justified by that blood, there's a lot of people in the world today that have a hopeful desire that God has taken away your sins so you can go to heaven. We're going to read here in just a second. Not only did he take away your sins so that you could access him. You see, it takes holiness to approach the throne room of grace. It takes holiness to come face to face with God. How in the world does a guy like me or Paul of Tarsus approach the throne room of grace? He wrote down in 1 Timothy, of sinners, I am the worst. The only reason he could write that down is nobody had met me yet. How in the world do you approach the throne room of God if you're me? I know you people are all perfect. But I'm a mess because I stand in his grace. I stand in the power of his death and I live in the power of his resurrection. Grace never changed the rules. Grace just lets a guy like me come back to plumb. As soon as we figure that out, we'll stand on a narrow road and we'll call it narrow. Right now in America today, we stand on a wide road and preach like it's narrow. That's not true. That's just not how it is. Somebody put on the wrong cotton picking glasses, and you're not seeing this how it really is. So, but we're justified by his blood. Oh, let's see here. In the grace we stand. Therefore, we rejoice in that hope. Rejoice. I'm around a lot of Christians, and there are a lot of them that just ain't very joyful. And they're sure not noisy about it. I mean, why wouldn't you be in a good mood? I've been around grumpy people all day today. And I just want to know why. What is wrong? I'll tell you, I prayed with a man the other day. Who they going to open up like a suitcase and leave him open for a week? And he was joyful. And he was thankful to have somebody pray with him and pat him on the back and say, come on, Bubba, you can do this. With Christ Jesus, all things are possible. Let's get it on. Tell them boys to get started. Now tell them to wash their hands first, but get started. Let's do this. We're going to be okay. Today, I've listened to people just and not very long. I just let it roll off me like water off a duck. Why in the world would I let somebody disturb my day? Why would I let somebody disturb the peace that I live in today because you just can't seem to get in a good mood? When there ain't nothing wrong. But you can't see anything that's right. Everything with God is right. It's that simple. It's just not easy. So you can rejoice. If you're standing in his grace and you're believing in his forgiveness and you're believing in his mercy, then you've been wiped clean and you've been made white as snow and you've been washed in the blood and you can approach his presence. You can come to him face to face and you can talk to him about anything you want to talk about and you can say it any way you want to say it. If you think God is surprised by cowards, you got another thing coming. He hears everything a human's ever said. He may not like it all, but you're not going to surprise the God of all heaven and earth, the God that's full of grace and mercy, the God that sent his one and only begotten, that guys like me can be born again and guys like me can be in fellowship with God, that he has given me the right to be called a child of God. How awesome is that? So who's going to tick me off today? I just don't feel like it today. I don't want to be ticked off today. I'd rather rejoice in the hope that I have. And he says right here, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. Whoa! Anybody know what tribulations are? It's when it sucks. There you go. Let's get it right down there, good old redneck, man. Maybe y'all had a day like that. How many of y'all had several in a row? We all have. But we glory in the midst of it. Here's why. Because knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. Do you know what happens if you'll preach a wide road and call it narrow? You know what happens if you got no testosterone? You know what happens if you don't have no mustard on your hot dog? You know what happens? You'll raise up a whole herd of quitters. Do you know why some of these seats are empty? Because I found some quitters. They won't persevere. They want somebody to do it for them. They want somebody to tell you how you're supposed to act, tell you how you're supposed to live, tell you how much to give, tell you where to be, tell you how long to be there. We just want somebody to do it for us. And the minute somebody doesn't, well, I quit. Well, go ahead, be a quitter. Because there's no hope in being a quitter. Because if you quit, you'll never build up character. I've told you this for 100 years. You know, nobody's ever run through them doors with a winning lottery ticket and said, I got to get saved. Now, they've come through there with cancer and heart attacks and drug addicts and everything else. But I never had one with a winning lottery ticket come running in the door and say, I just won the lottery. I got to give my life to Jesus. It never happened. Oh. You got to do the hard stuff, man. We've preached a gospel that says everything's about the blessing. And the truth of the matter is, it's about the lesson. It's always been about the lesson, not about the blessing. The blessing will not build character. The lesson will. That's why they put two fat guys on a blocking dummy all week so you can handle one fat guy on the weekend. It's got to be tough. Sometimes it's got to be tough. So you can find out who's a quitter. What dream did you give up on today? What thing did you and God have going on for a minute and it got a little hard and you thought you missed God? If I had a nickel for every time I used to hear that crap, I'm telling you, well, I must have missed God on that one. It just ain't working out. No, you heard him just fine. You were just supposed to stay hooked for a minute. You know why I'm still in Museo doing what we do? Because God never told me to go anywhere else, even when I asked him to. Did I ever have we had some moments along the way that we wanted to quit? Absolutely. I've thrown them keys up in there 20 times, hoping somebody to run under them. They just land on the ground. I got to pick them up and go again. I don't want to be a quitter. And now try to instill that in my children, and I've got two girls that ain't quitters. Now I'm hoping we can project that on to the next batch. Don't be a quitter, because if you're a quitter, you'll never have character. Character is the things about you that set you apart from everybody else. And the Bible says right here in the scriptures that perseverance, brings character, and character brings hope. Let me tell you what's the biggest disaster in America today. We've raised up a lot of humans that have no character. Therefore, they have no hope. If you're lost, you'll try to harmonize with anything, anywhere, anytime. Here in a minute when I finish up with this, it's only through hope and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ that you can be reconciled. And reconciliation means to be brought into harmony with. How in the world does anybody be in harmony with the Creator of the universe when you're confused about your gender? Or you're confused about how babies come into the earth? I mean, really, that blows homosexuality in the shorts right there. Just do how you get a baby. If you ain't figured that out, just how do you hook up a water hose? There you go. I mean, it's all real simple. This is not difficult at all. So how do you miss all that and live in harmony with the Creator? You can't. You can't. And if you've not been reconciled, then you'll never persevere. If you never persevere, you'll never establish a strong character. If you can't establish a strong character for yourself, you will never live in an everlasting hope. And hopelessness is the greatest disaster to ever come to a human. When you have no hope, you have nothing. That's why suicide rates are through the roof. It's a lack of hope. It's only hopelessness that causes these things. It says right here that now Character brings hope. Now, hope does not disappoint. How many of y'all ever been disappointed by another human? You know, pastors are never supposed to disappoint. Some of them are expected to be perfect. That's why I'm going to let you call me one. That's a pretty high bar. Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts. Listen to this, Carrie. You were spot on. What was that scripture? Zechariah 4:6. Zechariah 4:6. Look at here. Make that note right there in your Bible beside this. Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Who was given to us? The person of the Holy Spirit poured into our hearts. The pure display of the love of God. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Praise the Lord. How many of y'all say praise the Lord right there? That Christ died for the ungodly. Glory, hallelujah. That's good stuff right there. And he says, for scarcely for a righteous man will die, for will one die? Yet perhaps a good man, for a good man, someone would even dare to die. You know, if I decide to die for one of you guys, it won't be because you're so righteous. But there's some pretty good old boys in here. I probably would if I had to. I mean, right now, if the Taliban came through the door and grabbed old Curtis right there by surprise, I believe I'd have to come over and smack one of them. I believe I'd have to risk my life to save him. Wouldn't you, Murph? Run to the fire. Not because he's so righteous. He's just a good old boy. I don't want him to get scared and start crying or anything. Oh, I love you, man. He said somebody might die for one of them. But listen to this. And we've heard this 9 million times, Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Absorb that. Get that down in you, that while I was a sinner, I'm telling you, the day Jesus met me in my pickup, I'm telling you, I was rotten as a bunch of 40-year-old eggs now. I'm telling you, I was rotten from the top to the bottom. I mean, really, how many of y'all had a reputation in town when you was a kid that if any dad seen you driving up in the yard today, was bringing out a shotgun? How many of y'all had your very own mother beg your fiance not to marry you? It's the truth. I was rotten. I had people actually tell me out loud that I was unsavable. Yeah, you know, y'all didn't know me back. I mean, if you did, you know why I dance good. I'm telling you, I was an enthusiastic heathen. I was a professional. I never had a childhood. I just grew up being a man. I've been doing man stuff since I was 8 years old. Terrible. Yet God demonstrated his love for me. Oh, shoot, I may have to get some Kleenex, Curtis. He demonstrated his love for me, that while still yet I was a sinner, rotten to the core, he sent his son to die for me. And I'll tell you how blessed I am. I look back at my life and he sent a few messengers along the way. And I didn't cotton to them too good. I wasn't a very nice guy. So he took it upon himself one day to personally show up, to let me know that what I'd heard since I was a little kid was absolutely true. You can't outrun that. Even if you wanted to, you can't outrun it. So I've been knowing Jesus as he is ever since.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.